This is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. I'm Sharon Betters, and I'm so glad you've joined us for a pilgrimage fueled by hope. This week, we're going to be talking about the need for a mission statement. And so today's devotional is called, We Need a Mission Statement. And today's treasure is from Philippians 1, 21, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Where do you turn when life turns upside down? What if that crisis means you cannot work the job you love, build the family of your dreams, or enjoy the last years of your life in good health? In the months following the death of our son Mark, I struggled to understand my role. I was not finished mothering our son. He was only 16. Chuck and I looked forward to investing in him as our youngest child. We anticipated our social life revolving around his sports and school activities. I had never longed for an empty nest, but I recognized the next few years would ease us into that new season of just Chuck and me. Then, as my sister Jane Ann says, life happened. The simplest task fueled the tsunami of grief. Grocery shopping tortured me. I picked up favorite foods for Mark and then remembered, Mark is gone. Women's ministry, once a beloved place to serve, irritated me. I couldn't bear to listen to women chatter on about how bad their day was because of a flat tire or a feverish child. Rather than screaming that they knew nothing of bad days, I simply stopped going. Previously, I loved Sunday mornings where I connected with friends and new people in the church. Now, each touch drained emotional energy I could not afford to lose. Everything that identified me, mother, women's ministry leader, and pastor's wife slipped away. Who was I really? What was my purpose now? This week, we will get a glimpse into how a mission statement becomes a timeless cornerstone. Some readers might prefer vision statement to mission statement. A vision statement typically describes where I one day hope to arrive, whether in my personal or public life. A mission statement typically briefly outlines how I will accomplish that vision. For our purposes, I'm using the term mission statement to represent both. If the idea of a vision or mission statement is new to you, research the difference and determine the best way to make a vision or mission statement work for you. Whether you call it a vision or a mission statement, when life blows up, such a statement can anchor us and remind us that our circumstances do not define who we are. Paul says in Philippians 1, 21, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And so for today, spend some time thinking about Philippians 1, 21, which I think could be called Paul's mission statement. This week, we will see one event where Paul pushed his response to a prison cell through this grid. Do you have a mission statement? Friends, thank you so much for joining us on this journey, and I pray this week that you will be thinking about a mission statement, that you will consider carefully what the purpose is through which you push your life. What is it that you are really looking to for your identity? Father, I thank you for each one who is part of this Daily Treasure family, and I pray that you would be especially close as we keep considering how we can be on a pilgrimage fueled by hope. I'm Sharon Betters. Thank you so much for joining us for Daily Treasure.